Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Right now, we're pleased to welcome Brian Howell to the show, and he is a beat writer who's in the spotlight, getting a lot more attention these days because the Buffaloes are all the rage. For the Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera, Brian is covering Deion's tenure. Let's go back to, say, the last month, the start of the college football season. Brian, what's it been like around the Buffaloes and around Boulder?
Yeah, super crazy. And, you know, we thought that the offseason was, you know, fairly crazy. But then you start getting into the season, and each week of, you know, it's just kind of hit us that, like, okay, wow. I mean, this is kind of a big-time circus. And it really, you know, once we got to TCU and, you know, you saw the madness there with a, you know, big new kickoff was there for that game. And then the post game was just kind of, you know, kind of crazy. And the way they won that football game, and it's just kind of growing with each win that they've had. And, you know, last weekend to have, you know, College Game Day there and big noon kickoff and Lil Wayne singing as the bus, you know, run out of the field. They ran out of the field. And I'm hearing this song. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I've never heard like that for an entrance. I look down like, wait, he's singing. Lil Wayne is on the field right now. So like, it's just, and The Rock was on the field. So like, all these things are happening. I'm like, what are we living in right now? So it's just been crazy.
What would you say, other than just the circus atmosphere, is the biggest change in culture with Deion Sanders as the head coach?
Well, that's the fascinating thing, is that, you know, there's all of this hype, all the things around him, surrounding him, the spotlight, all those things. But the biggest change is really the football team. You know, they're a good football team. They've got more talent, and they believe. You know, the one thing he has done, he's a master motivator. And he's got these guys to believe. And they believe in his message. They believe in this staff. They believe in what they're doing. And I've never been around a more confident Colorado football team. This is my 14th year covering them. I've never been around a team that has been this confident.
Brian Howell is the Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera. And we're pleased to have him with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I have to ask this. Is he filming a documentary? Why is there always a camera to capture these moments where he's yelling at his team about getting in on the fight, or he's asking them to repeat back to him? It's personal. There's always a camera.
Yeah. You know, the main reason is that he just likes everything to be recorded, and he's always been that way. But they are filming a documentary. You know, Amazon Prime did a documentary on his last season at Jackson State, and they're filming one right now on his first season at Colorado. So they've actually interviewed me for it, but they've been there all since, you know, from the spring, all summer. They're here right now. They've been around all over the place. In the press conference room, there's a sign outside of it that says, just be warned, you could be on camera, anything that happens in here. So if you don't like that, don't come in. Aside from that is Deion Jr. And a couple other people that are close to Deion, you know, film their own things with like their cell phones and other cameras for their YouTube channels. And Deion loves that. He likes to promote all those things, likes the transparency, and it's really helped some of those guys grow their YouTube channels as well.
So in no way is that a distraction for the team, for the coach, to have cameras, almost like it's a nonstop Hard Knocks.
For Deion, of course, he's used to it. You know, that's something that he's grown up with. You know, whether it's Florida State, the NFL, he actually had, I didn't even realize this, I actually stumbled upon it today, but he had a reality show on Oprah's network like 8 or 10 years ago. So this is just his life. Now, I think it's probably, you know, some of the players that were there in the spring, and it's been well documented that, you know, 40 or 50 some players from the spring are no longer here. I think for some of them, it was probably shock, and you know, maybe that's part of why they left. But everyone that's here now, they know what they're getting into because they've seen it for months. And the 50-some guys that arrived in the summer, they knew what they were getting into. And Deion keeps telling us a lot of these guys, that's why they're here. They want all this. They want the exposure. They want all these things. So I think a lot of the guys, from what we're seeing, have really embraced it and they love it.
Are you surprised at the fact that opposing coaches and other teams keep walking into the trap, the personal trap, the motivational trap for Deion?
Yeah. You know, especially Colorado State last week. That, you know, we saw it with Nebraska, you know, and what CU did with that and kind of made it personal. And then for CSU's coaches to do that last week, it was kind of like, what are you doing? You know, and I get it in some respects. You know, the whole thing last week was Colorado, and Colorado State's not even being talked about. He got Colorado State talked about. I think he could have gone about it a different way by not taking a personal shot, but he did what he wanted to do, and Colorado State responded and played a pretty good football game. So maybe when that happens, maybe other coaches will say, hey, maybe I can get my team to do that as well.
How have you seen the fan base respond to the circus?
Well, I'll just talk about tickets. People that have worked at CU told me that they used to have in previous seasons, they called them back pocket tickets because there was people that worked at the university that they would say, just take some tickets, put them in your back pocket and give them out when you see people because they were trying to get people there. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. And now they're actually dealing with a new issue where people are using counterfeit tickets to try to get into the game because they don't have tickets. We've gone from back pocket tickets to counterfeit tickets and, you know, students camping out for tickets last week. Yeah, the fan base is insane. We used to kind of joke about the students, certain games, like, you know, will they arrive by the end of the first quarter or not? Well, both home games so far, as soon as the gates have opened, we see the students pour into the stadium, and they're eating it up. I mean, they're all in there like an hour before kickoff, and, you know, Shadur and Travis Hunter and all those guys are kind of playing to the crowd, and they love it.
Brian Howell is with us from Boulder talking about the phenomenon that is now Buffalo's football, or as I call it, the Boulder Buzz. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk about the game against Colorado State. You mentioned Travis Hunter. We know Henry Blackburn, the Colorado State safety, has received death threats. I thought it was classy of Deion to say that's ridiculous, knock it off. But what's your reaction to that whole situation?
Yeah, I did think it was a dirty play. You know, he certainly doesn't deserve death threats for it. I thought it was a dirty play. I think Colorado State's, I don't know if it was their game plan or not, but I don't know if it was something the coaches talked about, but certainly some of the players clearly had a chip on their shoulder and wanted to be a little chippy, you know, and they were. I mean, they had 18 penalties or something like that for almost 200 yards, a lot of personal fouls. So they were clearly, I think, trying to get under CU's skin. And they did a little bit, and I think that one hit went a little too far, and I don't think there was intent to actually send Travis Hunter to the hospital, maybe send a message, but it kind of went a little too far. But it's unfortunate that it happened that way.
What is that relationship with Deion and his sons like under this microscope?
They're so close. I mean, that's been one of the fascinating things about him is he's such a family man, and that family is so close. I mean, his oldest daughter is on her own. I don't know where she lives, but four of the five kids are here at CU with him, and three of them are students at CU.
Wow.
His sister's his assistant, and her desk is right outside his office. He's moved his mom here. The family is super close, and he talks all the time about how much he appreciates having his sons there. Before every game, he kind of walks from the 40 to the goal line with Shadur and then back, and they always say that, you know, as he walks down, it's dad. As they walk back, it's coach.
Wow.
You know, he and Shiloh had a nice moment after Shiloh's pick six the other night. And, you know, Deion admitted, hey, there's a few times a game I have a dad moment, and that was a dad moment. You know, he's definitely a proud dad.
That is really neat. All right, so coming up are a couple of pretty stiff tests inside the Pac-12 on the road at number 10, Oregon, and then the USC game the week after that. What are the biggest changes in terms of the way the team plays on the field?
Yeah, offensively certainly is the biggest change because they were horrible the last couple of years. And Shadur has 10 touchdown passes, which is the amount that CU had last year and the year before.
Whoa.
So we're more confident they're going to score. I mean, last week when they got pinned at the 2-yard line, last year's team might have gotten to the 10. you know, but Shadur leads them on a 98-yard drive. So that's the biggest difference is offensively. They have a quarterback now, and, you know, Shadur legitimately might be in the running for it to be the best quarterback CU's ever had. I mean, they haven't had a ton of really good ones over the years, but, you know, Cordell Stewart was there. Coy Detmer was there. So Shadur might actually be the best quarterback they've ever had, and that's been the biggest difference, frankly.
When you think about this matchup against Oregon, what factors do you think will determine the winner?
Yeah, they've got to play better up front. Their line has struggled. The offensive line is not great. And, you know, Shador's been, if he's not the most sacked, he's the second most sacked quarterback in the country. Their running game has not really gotten on track. And now their best running back they have not had yet this season, Alton McCaskill, the transfer from Houston. And he might play this weekend. We'll find out. But they have to get that line going. They have to protect Shadur and run the football, but they also have to start better. You know, they had that great game against TCU, but they really haven't started strong offensively the last 2 weeks, and it's kind of put them in a little bit of a put them in a hole last week against CSU, and really they sputtered and didn't really get going until the third quarter against Nebraska. So they would like to get a better start. I think if they start slow at Oregon, I think they're going to lose that football game.
What will be the greatest impact of the move from the Pac-12, which may or may not survive, back to the Big 12?
I think recruiting is probably going to be the biggest thing because they've always wanted to recruit Texas. And, you know, with them going to the Big 12 now and being able to play more games in Texas, I think that's going to help them get more recruits. Now, they've done a pretty good job in Texas in recent years, but I think that's only going to help. And it also, you know, Deion loves his Florida guys. You know, he talks about that all the time. And Central Florida is down there, and it's only one school, but I think it's going to help them maybe even get some of those Florida guys that he likes a lot.
The move itself is just one piece of this puzzle that's happening with conference realignment again. You mentioned having covered Colorado for a long time, so you've seen iterations of realignment now. The Pac-12, how can they save it?
Yeah, actually, my first year covering CU, they were in the Big 12. So
right.
Full circle. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Pac-12. It's unfortunate. It's been a really fun conference to cover. I'll miss it for sure. But certainly at this point, there's only two teams that are left as we look ahead to next year.
Right.
Curious to see what'll happen. That I think my belief is that those two teams, Oregon State and Washington State, will somehow merge with the Mountain West schools, and whether they're called the Mountain West or the Pac Mountain or the Pac-12 or whatever it is. I think the Pac-12 name could survive just because it's a stronger brand than the Mountain West. But it's unfortunate to see, you know, what's happened to that conference, because it's been a good conference. And it's funny now that the football program or the football profile right now is probably as good as it's been in a long time.
Yeah, and it's not just football. As much as conference realignment is about that sport, maybe men's basketball too, there's so many other student athletes that are caught up in the transition too. So at this point, will anything still surprise you about Deion and his program?
No, I don't think so. And you know, some of us have actually joked, like, okay, what's the next step? Like, what's the next level for crazy in this? And yeah, and we kind of joke, like, all right, if he gets Taylor Swift to perform a halftime show at some point, then we know it's gone off the rails here.
Fantastic.
So, and we don't put anything past him. You know, once we see like Lil Wayne out there rapping and The Rock, like, who knows? He could do anything at this point.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome. All right. Well, you can find Brian on Twitter at BrianHowell33. Long time covering Colorado football, but nothing quite like this. For Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera, I'm sure you get many requests. So, Brian, thank you for a couple of minutes.
You bet. Thanks for your time.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.